We end Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, but just to get into the swing of the sugya, let's just learn the Memra of Ula and Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, and then we'll come back to Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. Omar Ula is around three lines after the small Dalet of the Ein Mishpat and Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis. Omar Ula. Kol ha-parsha, the whole parsha, kol ha-parsha kulo, of parsha's pore, mashme moitzi miyad mashme, mashme u-mashme memele. The parsha, there's two mahalchim in the parsha. And other psukim, there's a mashme moitzi miyad mashme. That means, from the first posik, or if things would have been written normally, the mashmois of the first posik would apply to the second posik also. And the Torah wrote the second posik in an oifen that the mashmois of the second posik is moitzi miyad mashme the mashmois of the first posik. But that's not the whole parsha. In other halachas, u'mashme memele, there's a mashmois that remains like that. Let's just see the Lashon of Rashi and then we'll go to Daf Mem Gimel. Kol ha-parsha kula shel poro, kemoi sh'avoydeises durois zu achazu, mashme moitzi miyad mashme o mashme memele. Shetedagdeg bo, einach yochel lahashvoy shites ha-parsha b'shove. We cannot pinpoint in the magdir the shites ha-parsha b'shove. Shia kol mikroises shovim ze im ze. That all the psukim should stim. Elo yesh behem shemashmo mikra ze, the mashmois of the second posik, moitzi michlal mashme mikra shalofono. Takes away from the mashmois of the first posik. Mashe posul ze, hirshir ze. What the first posik pasul, the second posik was mashe. Oy mashe hirshir ze, posul ze. That's one mahalach in the parsha. Yesh po mashmois mikrois. In other cases, mashmois of the psukim. Shemiskaimim memele, that the mashmois remains. Shehamashme horishain. That the first mashme oimid bimkoimai, veinimoitzi michlal chaveiroi. Well, if he's doing yesh loch lohovim, mahamoitzi michlal chaveiroi. Now let us go to Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. Vishachat Oiso. Because Vishachat Oiso Lefonov. Vishachat Oiso Shlo Yishchait Acheres Imo. From here we learn out that Vishas Shchite, you should not take a long knife. That's what the Tosfos Yeshanim says. You shouldn't take a long knife and shecht another por aduma with it. We had mentioned last week, if we shecht another por aduma, there wouldn't be a psul meloche, because his whole machshav is on shchitas poris adumes. No, there's a psul v'shochat oiso shlo yishchait acheres imo. This is a mashmois that remains out. Lefonov, it says v'shochat oiso lefonov. So here we have a machloikis Rav Shmuel. Who is shechting? L'Rav, according to Rav, so to speaking about that Elozer is shechting. And lefonov means shelo yisiyach daite mimeno. This iser hesach hadas b'shashchite. L'Shmuel, according to Shmuel, sheyezo shoichet. The laws are roy. That Veshachatoy says, "Oh, shechts and the laws are roy." The lokach elozo akoyin midomo beetzboy. This is the next pasuk. Next pasuk is that after shchita we make kabbalas adam. The lokach elozo akoyin midomo beetzboy. That is kabbalas adam beetzba. Lishmuel, so according to Shmuel, the shchita was with a zor. Now the posik is telling us that the kabbalah. So let's say if it would have said v'lokach midomo ve'etzboy, So I would say the one who made the Shechita should make the Kabbalah. So that means the Mashmois of the first Pasuk without any other Giluyim, if it would have said V'lokach Midoma Betzboi, the Mashmois of the first Pasuk would be that the Ezor is permitted to make Kabbalah also. So therefore it says V'lokach Elozor HaKoyin Midoma Betzboi. So now it says Beferish that the Kabbalah has to be through Elozor HaKoyin. Lishmuel Lahadurei Elozor. So the Torah put in Elozor to be mafkia from the mashmois arishoyne that it's kosher bezor. L'Rav, according to Rav, the first pasuk is speaking about Elozor. So now, again, if it would not have said, it would have said v'lokach midomo betzboy, so I would say pshat. Who should take Midoma? Elozor should take Midoma. Lokach Midoma Betzboi means that Elozor should take Midoma. Now the Torah wrote, V'lokach Elozor HaKoyin Midoma. So now I have two mashmois. The mashmois of the Ritas HaPsukim, it would seem that Elozor should take. Now the Torah says, Beferish that Elozor should take. Have a miut achar miut. It's very interesting. That means the first mashmois is also memayit azor. V'lokach, the one who made shechita should make kabbalah. So memayla, so the mashmois is a miut, not azor. Elozor. And the posuk says elozor is also a miut. Having miut, acha miut. Vein miut, acha miut, elo l'raboi. So therefore we marbe da afilu koyin hedyit. But a filakoyin hedyit could also make kabbalah. So according to Rav, a koyin hedyit can make kabbalah. So according to both of them, this pasuk, v'lokach hakoyin, lokach alozar hakoyin, is a mashme moitzi midei mashme. That means the mashmois of the previous pasuk, without any additions on this pasuk, it would mean that according to Shmuel Azor would make Kabbalah, according to Rav Elozor would make Kabbalah. That's the mashmois of the Friedeke Posik. And the way the Posik was written, so that's moitzi from the previous mashmois. Let us see what Rashi says. V'lokach Elozor HaKoyin b'Kabbalas Domo. Lishmuel the dayik lefon of loymesh azor kosher l'shchitim itzrich lemichte bekabole domo elozo. So it has to say because itzrich mitzvah bekabole is domo elozo. La duril elozo to tell us that no kabole is also yade elozo. Because of lo kach mi domo havimash medashoichet koi. It would seem that's going on the Shechet, and Shechet is Kshere Bezor. L'Rav Nami Doma Shechete Be'lozor Hi, L'Havle L'Michte Be'Kabbalah Lozor. V'chiksiv Havi Miyot Achamid La'lozor. V'loy Acha, V'y Miyot Achamid. Hello, L'Rabbi. So Memele, so here, this is, according to both of them, this Pasuk is Amashme Moitzi Miyad Mashme. Zok Teisvis. L'rav, ave miyut achamiyut, v'in miyut achamiyut, elo l'rabis. Al kol chacho tzorech loimer. So what are we marbe? L'rabis, koyin hedyit, sheye kosher b'kabole v'hazor. But a koyin hedyit is kosher b'kabole v'hazor. That's the ribuy. The posuk says alozo, and now we have a double miyut of alozo by kabole. So the double meat of a lozer says not a lozer, a kohen hedyit is also good. Avol behoitzo ushchite, but the previous pasuk, behoitzo ushchite, says v'nosan le'lozer, and then v'shochat oiso lofono, which Rav learns is going on a lozer, tafke lozer, there tafke lozer. So Taisa says, how do I know this? The lekulu lishni amrina lael oisa lelozo. Before we hit on daf membeis amid beis, a machloikis, if how we darshan the miyut oisa lelozo, Loyla Deiris. If Loyla Deiris means Loyla Deiris Eloza Ela and every kain is kosher, or Loyla Deiris Eloza and Yida Kain Godel. Loyla Chuke Chuke. So Al Kaponim, but the Gemara Weis Tachais, there's no Shaila Oisol Eloza. When also an Oisol Eloza, so that means in the Nesine, in Hu Adin, the Shchit, according to Rab, is Zichre Eloza. So what do we have so far? So we have that according to Rav now, Shchita is Lelozo, Sin is Lelozo, and Kabbalah is Akoyim. Ho the Omar Rab Zeira Omar Rav Lael, Shchita's Poro Bizor Psulo. When we had in the beginning of the Sugya, the Machlokes Rav Shmuel, if by Pora Dume, Shchita's Pora is possible Bizor, Kosher Bizor, so Rav said, Shchitas Poro Bizor Psulo. With Azor it's possible. De Mashme Ho Bekoyin Ksheiro. Afilo Bekoyin Hedye. So Taisa has a problem. Why is it kosher Bekoyin Hedye? If the Rehitas Aparsha is telling us, according to Rav, that the Nesine and the Shchita is Zichre Balozo, And by Kabbalah we have a riboy that a kain hedyet is also good. But al kaponim by shchitin is you need a lozo. So a kain hedyet should also be possible. So why did the Gemara say according to Rav that a shchitas zor is possible? The Gemara said a bigger revusa that a shchitas kain hedyet is also possible. That's the Tosfos Kasha. I had a shtickle ha'ora on Toisvis, the Emerson, then later I found that the Rishash is ma'ora this ha'ora, he says a different teretz. The Gemara says in Yevamis that according to Shmuel, that a shchites zor is possible by partial kohen gadol. So the Gemara says, lav dafka a zor is possible, a kohen hedit will also be possible by partial kohen gadol. So the Gemara says, "I Shmuel said Shchita Zor." So the Gemara says, "Zor Etzloi." That means Legabi Kain Godel. He's a Zor. If you need a Kain Godel, he's not a Kain Godel. He's a Zor. So Shmuel called a Kain Hedyet a Zor. That's what the Gemara says in Yevamis. So Lechayre. So what's the problem according to Rav? Let's say the same thing. According to Rav, if Rav holds you need a lozo, so Memela, not a lozo, is a zo. The Rishash has a psadifit that I thought could be the whole musig of zo, to call a koyin a zo, is only if you have a koyin godel and a koyin hedyet. So it could be this different dargis of kedusha, this kedushas koyin godel, this kedushas koyin hedyet, so legabi a koyin godel, a koyin hedyet is also called a zo. That means it's missing Kedushas Kohune. By a Sgan, there's no different halachas between a Sgan and a Kohen Hedyet. A Sgan is not a Kohen Godel. So could be, face it, as I dachte mir. So could be a Sgan is, you couldn't call a Kohen Hedyet Lagabi a Sgan, a Zor. So therefore, so Taisvis understood, so Zor means Mamish Zor. So Bezoi is Shver, it's not sure. Kain Hedyet is also possible according to Rav by Nesine Shchita, because by Nesine Shchita you need a Lozo. Yesh Loimar, so Taisvis answers, that what Rav said as Zor is possible, Yesh Loimar the Lideiris comma. That Rav is speaking about Lideiris. Usvir like he lishne the oisol alozar akoyin, all the doiris bekoyin had yet. We had a machlekes before what's the meat for shachat oiso, the lozo, the doiris bekoyin had yet. So he's talking about doiris. So doiris akoyin had yet is kosher for shchit in the scene. But he says, but a zor will be possible. So that's why chapsan aloshin zor, because he wants to say, well, where a kohen hedyet is kosher, a zor will be possible. Zok the Gemara weiter. And says further in the Pasuk, the next Pasuk, so the Vaal, we learned Shrita is Machlekes Rav Shmuel. Like Rav, it's Belozo. Like Shmuel, it's Bezo. Then Kabbalah in Hazoye, it's also Machlekes Rav Shmuel. Like Rav, it's Bekoyin Hedit. Like Shmuel, it's Belozo. Now it says the next Pasuk. The Lokach HaKoyen Eitz Erez Ve'ezoib Ushnitelah. Now we speak about that after the Kabbalah Saddam and the Azoya Saddam, now we're speaking about the Hashlochas Eitz Erez Ve'ezoib Ushnitelah L'Seich Shreifa Sapol. So here it says, the Lokach, who should do this? HaKoyen. HaKoyen should do it. Now, let us think for ourselves, what would be, if it wouldn't have said, V'lokach akoy. So, according to Rav, we know with the previous Pasuk is speaking about a koyin. That means, Hazoye, Kabbalah Nazoye, Ayyadei koyin. Now, it would say, V'lokach eitz erez ve'ezoi v'shnitela. So, the pashtas, the mashmois, the first mashmois would be that a koyin A koyin should go and be make the hashlocha beit eres ve'ezei v'shnitelah. That's l'chayr according to Rav. According, so then we have to say, why does he have to say hakoyin? So hakoyin is ibrik. I know that a koyin should do it. According to Shmuel, the Kabbalah was with Elozo. So now it says the lokach hakoyin. That by Ashlochas, Eitz Erez, Ve'ezev, you don't need a loza. A kain is also good. So according to Shmuel, L'chayre, it's Mashma, Moitzi Midei Mashma. That means that it says by the Ashlochas, Eitz Erez, a kain, to be Moitzi from a loza. That's according to Shmuel. According to Rav, It's Mashma Memel, there's no Moitzi. That means I would have known without HaKoyin that HaKoyin makes Hashlocha Seiter. And the Torah wrote HaKoyin, so there's no Mashma Moitzi, but there's Mashma Al-Kapot. Let us see what Rashi says. V'lokach HaKoyin Eitzel Zveizu V'shnitelah. L'shmul V'afilu B'Koyin Hedyit. L'shmul V'afilu B'Koyin Hedyit. I mean, till now I had learned that Kabbalah and Azoy is to be Belozo. So now it says, but Hashlochas Eitz Erez could be Bekoyin Hedyit. L'Rav, according to Rav, so why does he have to say HaKoyin? It's the Sal Kedai Tachamin L'Lachar. I would know by myself that HaKoyin is good. Sal Kedai Tachamin Ekivin D'Lav Gufa D'Poraninu, since Hashlochas Eitz Erez is not the Gufa Porin. Loi Li Boi Koyin, you shouldn't need HaKoyin. Kamash Malon, that you need a coin. So a coin is coming to tell us, so now the Gemara is saying that I wouldn't have a mashmois from the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk is speaking about Guf HaPorah, the Kabbalah Saddam, the Hazoye, that's Guf HaPorah. But not Guf HaPorah, I would think that, Not Kufa Pora, I would think that that Afilazor is also good. So it's Kamash Malon to tell us that no, that even though it's not Kufa Pora, you need Koyin. Let us see Rashi. The Lokach Akoyin Eitz Eres. Lishmu Da Omar Kabole Bazo Belozo Havoi Ksiv Bo Koyin Lach Shuri Ashlochas Eitz Eres Bekoyin Hedit. To tell me that a Koyin Hedit is also kosher. Have a high, so according to Shmuel, it's mashme moitzi miyad mashme. That means, if the Torah would not have specified HaKoyin, I would think. It says v'lokach, would say v'lokach v'ishlich. So I would think, have a high, I would think that it means a lozo. So that's why it comes and says v'lokach HaKoyin eitzeres v'ishlich. Havi hai mashma moitzi miyad mashma. This is a mashma moitzi miyad mashma. Chen kolani damrina. Ule rav, the mashma kabola bekoyin hedjit.
Havai mashme me meile. So this mashme is a mashme meile. Ein ei moitzi mechlau mikre shalapot. Ve itzach le michte vekoin. Di kosav ve lokach eitz eres leksiv koin. Hava mine ve lokach kol mi she yirtze. Va mekmine le a koin de kabola. Salke daitach amina hoyo ve lav gufoi de pore. It should be enough afilu. It would be sufficient to follow with Azot. Kamash Malon, that here you need a coin also. L'chayre, it's a very interesting machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. I mean, it comes out like this. According to Shmuel, the Torah would have not been mefaret anything, I would assume you need a lozo. So the pasuk comes to tell me, you don't need a lozo, a kohen is also good. According to Rav, if the pasuk wouldn't tell me anything, I would think a lozor is good. Even though the previous pasuk is speaking about a kohen, I think a zor is good because it's lav gufa de pore. So the pasuk tells us that you need a kohen. I mean, it's svaras afuches. According to Shmuel, I would think you even need a lozo without a posik. And according to Rav, I would think you don't even need a koyin without a posik. What is the, we have here a numach loikis Rav Shmuel. What is pshat in this numach loikis? So I thought perhaps we could say, that according to Rav, we're going with a pattern. According to Rav, Shchita has to be Belozo. We hear a Svore, which Rav mentioned the Svore on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, that Shchita is Tchilas Avoide. That means it's a gewaldike Chomer in Shchita, that's a Psul Hesach Hadas, Tavke Shchita, I would think Shchita is Tchilas Avoide. Chilas Avoide, the Pasuk says, you need a lozo. Now we go further, we say Kabbalah. Kabbalah is not Chilas Avoide. A Kohen is enough. I have to say that according to Rav. Now we'll go a little further. What's with Hashlochas Eitz Eretz? I would say, look, I see the Torah is going by Hadroge. Hashlochas Eitz Eretz is less than Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is Beguf HaPor. Hashlochas Eitz Eretz is not Beguf HaPor. So I would think I see a pattern already. The more chomer the dover is, the more chomer the dinim are. Shchita, that's chilas avoide, you need a lozo. Kabbalah, that's not chilas avoide, but it's guf apor, you need a koin. So I would say that shlochas eitzeres, which is not guf apor, afilo Yisrael would also be good. That's what the Torah is to say, koin. According to Shmuel, shchita, which is chilas avoide, Azor is good, according to Shmuel. Kabbalah, which is less chomer, it's not chilas avoide, there you need a lozo. So according to Shmuel, I see it's a chapor adumah here. I mean, there's no logic over here. Chilas avoide, azor is good. And Kabbalah, which is less than chilas avoide, here you need a lozo. So how can I say svoris now? I'll say a svoris that a shlochas eitz eres is not gufa poret. It works with svaris. The whole thing doesn't work with svaris. So Mamela, according to Shmuel, so if there's no svaris, so you say the mashmois of the previous posik will be megal on this posik. So since the previous posik is speaking about a loza, and here it says v'lokach v'hishlich v'lokach eitzeres, so it means the one who is speaking about should do this next. I can't say svaris over here. The whole seid of the voide is not with our logic. So Shmuel says that that without any gilu yakro, I would say fashloch, you also need a loza. You can't say svoris. So our kochet, you can't say svoris. We are guided by the mashmois of the previous posik. If it says v'lokach hakoyin, that no. That here, they don't need a loza. Here, a kohen is also good. Zog de Gemara weiter. Vechibes begodov hakoi. Now, that's the next parasha. And after you make Hashlochas Eiteres, the Kibbeis B'God of Hakoyim. Poshet, this Posek is speaking about the Kimashlech, the Koyin, that this is the next Posek. V'lokach Hakoyin Eiteres, V'ishlech Otei Sreifa Sapor. This is the Koyin HaMashlech. And then it says, the next Posek, V'chibes B'God of Hakoyim. So Lachera, the next Pasuk is speaking about that this Mashlech needs Tfilas Begodim. So what is HaKoyin coming to tell us over here? Agav Urche, this has nothing to do with our sugya, but it's when the Eben Ezra in Chumash says Pshat in this Pasuk, the Chibes Begodav HaKoyin is going on the Koyin HaSoyre. And then later, it says the next pasuk, Vaseiref Esapor Yechab is God, I don't know how he learns Pshat in that pasuk. About Pashtus is going on the Koyin HaMashlech. The Chibes Begod of HaKoyin, so what does he have to say over here, HaKoyin? We're speaking about, we just said, that the Mashlech is HaKoyin. So we learn out from Begod of HaKoyin Bekihunoi, that since the Torah was Masmech HaKoyin to Begod of, God of HaKoyim, it means Big Day HaKoyim. Big Day Kohune. So we learn out from over here that the Avoide, that the Hashlocha was done by Big Day Kohune. Let us see Rashi. HaKoyim B'Kihunai, HaKoyim Kroy Yisayru. Vavu L'michtavol B'Kibis B'Godo. Va'ano Yodana, and I will know, Toho akoyin da airi bei koi. We're speaking about akoyin. We're speaking about v'lokach akoyin eitzeres v'hishlich. So we're speaking about akoyin. So therefore, he should table his begodim. Elo lemismach koyin abgodov kloimer shebe bigdei kohune nasis v'loi be bigdei chayu. So the Pasuk is telling us you have to make kibbutz on Big Day Kohuna. B'god of HaKoyim means Big Day Kohuna. Period. Now, v'shteit v'ayta v'tomei HaKoyin ad ha'oret. It's also shver. The Koyin is Ibrug. We're speaking about HaKoyin over here. It should say v'tomei ad ha'oret. So v'tomei HaKoyin ad ha'oret v'lomad. So the Gemara says, this is coming to tell us Ad HaOrev that you always need Big Tikune, not only by the first Pore of Alozo, nor by all the Pores Ad HaOrev, you need Big Day Kuhune. You need Big Day Kuhune. The Tome HaKoyin Ad HaOrev Zekterashi Lelamid Al Pore Anasis Lidoirois Shetricho Big Day Kuhune. At the Pore, which is Luteiris, also needs Big Day Kohune. If the Gemara, Honiche Loman Domo Luteiris Bekoyin Hed Yed Shapir. According to the man, the Yomal, that Luteiris is Bekoyin Hed Yed. From a Melus, I see that Luteiris is killed, then the first Pore needed a Lozo. The other Deiris, Baba Shriti needed a Lozo, Ben Sing needed a Lozo, and the Deiris, HaKoyin Hedyed, is also in good. So I see that what that Deiris is Shvacher, so I wouldn't know that you need Big Day Kohuna the Deiris. Maybe Dafke, the first Pore, that was Choma, needed a Lozo, that needed, the Koyin HaMashlech needed Big Day Kohuna. But the Deiris could be that it's Kill. You don't need Big Day Kohuna. That's good. So you need a pasuk to tell us aludeish. You also need big kohen. El lamanda omel deiris bekoyin gadol. According to the man yoma that says that deiris is bekoyin gadol. So we see that deiris is more chomo than the first poret. Is hashde koyin gadol binin bekehuna miboy. If you see that you need kohuna gadolus about the gevis. You need more than was needed by the first Por. Abad the Gevish shall need Big Day Kohune. The Gemara says, and you're right, you don't need this Posek really. No, Mil said, the Osi Bekal Vachoymer, Torach because of Lokro. You can figure it out, Bekal Vachoymer, Madoch, you need Kohune Gdoyle, Ledoires, you see, I need big dekohune. The Torah wrote, Petime hakoyin, an extra word, koyin, toch, because of lokro, to tell us this didn't beferish, that Ledoires, you need, big dekohune. Zogt Rashi, nichalaman da omale, Ledoires, bekoyin, hedjet, legomar, chukom, But if you learn that what it's becoming God, why do you need a posik? The Gemara says, Torach because of Lokho. So I see they bring down a machlokes, that's Mizastir in the Lashon Rambam Perush Mishnayis, and Rambam in Yad Chazoke, the Meiri, which big day kohune did they wear? Rambam Nachsimir, the Miri says the Kohen Gadol wore big day Kohen Hedyot. He wore big day Kohen Hedyot. And others say, that they wore big day Kohen Gadol shal Yom HaKippurim. That means, if the Avnet Shel Hedyot was Shatnez, so what Avnet was worn by what Avnet was worn? If they wore the Avnet of a Kain Hedyot, or they wore the Avnet of a Kain God, will be Yom HaKippur. But he zichah wore Dalet Begodim, that's brought down. He wore Dalet Begodim, but it seems this Chalukei Dayis, if it was Big Day Kohen Hedyot or Big Day Kohen Gadol will be Yom HaKippur. Zok the Gemara weiter. It says further in the Pasuk, V'osav ish toyer es eifar haporet. V'osav ish toyer es eifar haporet. V'hiniach. Now, so till now, we're speaking about a Kohen. When we're up to Hashlochas Eitz Eves, he said we need a Kohen. Now what would be if it would say, V'osaf Esefer HaPoret? So then it would mean that the Ma'asaf of Eifer HaPoret, that should be a Kohen. That means that would be Pshat. That would be, we would assume the Mashmoy Solish. But here is a Mashma Moitzimi De Mashma. Here it says, V'osaf. Ish toil. You don't need a coin. Ish toil. A sefer haporah. V'hiniach mechutz l'machna mokim toil. So the Gemara darshins as follows. Ish l'achshir es hazor. If I kept, here's mashma moit midei mashma. That hazor is also good. Toher l'achshir es ha'isha. A toyer comes to be marbe, an ish doesn't have to be a coin. It could be a toyer, doesn't have to be an ish, an ish. Or ish toyer, like it's, you don't need a zoch, lasher as a ish. So now, we have here two kulas, that an ish is good, and a zoch is good. By a sifas aifa. Heiniach, mi sheyesh boi das leheiniach. Yotzu chere shayte vekot, nishayim bem das leheiniach. Chere shayte vekot, but don't have das. So they are apostle. Let us first see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Ish lahachshir azo. Mishum del el minei airi bekoi. Ksiv hoche da baya sife. You don't need a coin. Ish lahachshir azo. Because of the osavas eifer apore, have a meaning, I would think a koyin, it's going on a koyin. If it wouldn't say ish, the elmenei ayre be koyin. Because of hoche ish, it says you don't need a koyin. By a sifa, azor is also kosher. Toy lahasha se ishe, dilemu utei tomei pshite. So it's not coming to tell us that you need Tahara because Tahara ain't often Chatas Kol Yerachmona. So Toyer is coming to tell us whoever is Toyer. So it's coming, what's in whoever is Toyer? That's a Fulanisha. And then it says, V'hiniach, Mi sheyesh boidas lohaniach. Now, I didn't understand this Gemara, where do you see a person Vahiniach that it's a new Tanai, this is a miyot already. Ish is a riboy, anyone. You don't need a koyin. Toyer, any toyer, a felonisha. Vahiniach is a miyot. Misha yesh by das laniach. So what's the big kunst to be maniach? That you need das, misha yesh by das laniach. So I thought perhaps the raya is because the pasuk says v'niach michutz lamachne b'mokim toyer. So it has to be yisanira bardas to tell me where is a mokim toyer. That's why I thought the mother saymech on mokim toyer. Later I found the goyin in aderes aliyo says pshat this drasha as follows. The whole v'niach is extra. Ela v'osav ish toher el michutz lamachne. Ish toher should be massive to the chutz. The whole v'niach is extra. Ubole lameid shetzorich kavone. So the v'niach is coming to tell us it's a meyutodike word. So it's coming to tell us that you need kavone. Da heinu sheyesh loy das. Aber cheresh sheyte bekotem posel ba'asifas ha'eifel. That means already this v'niach is not only a gilui on the v'niach, we're speaking about a bar das. We're speaking about the whole world is excess coming, it's coming to tell us that you need a bar kavone. You need a bar kavone. That's what the goyim says. I saw the Netziv, in Eimek and Netziv on the Sefri, says Pshat in this Drosha, Sheyesh Boidas Lohoniach, Sheloy Yispazel, Veloy Yiposel, Uchidoyma Hanoche Shleima Umerutze. It could be when you're putting down Eifa, you need some Das, how to put it down, that it should be put down correctly. So it seems, that's the Drosha. Al Kolponim, we learn out from the Vahiniyach that you need a bar das, and this is going on the sefer also. So we darshin, we have here two ribuyim and a miyut. We're marbe azor and a ishe, and we're mamayet akot. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tanan hosom, we learned in a Mishneh in Poret. Hakel Ksheirim Lekadesh. Here we're speaking about the Milui Mayim Lekadesh. Hakel Ksheirim Lekadesh, Chutz Micheresh Shoite Vekot. Chutz Micheresh Shoite Vekot. Rabbi Yehuda Marsher Bekotn Upoiso Beishe Ubandroigen. So now we have a machloikis by kiddush. Who is kosher for kiddush? So now, if without any cheshbonis, we'll see like this: that according to Tanakame, kiddush has the same halacha as asifas eifer. Asifas eifer is mutter beisha, is mutter bezor. It's posel becherishay to bekotn. So Memele, here it says also, Hakel Ksheirem Lekadish, Chutz Micheresh Shoite Vekot. So according to the Tanakame, Kiddush, or the Mili HaMayim Letzerich Kiddush, is the same aloha like Asifa Saifa. Rabbi Yehuda Marshir Bekotten, and here Rabbi Yehuda says the ganze Mais. Rabbi Yehuda is Marshir Bekotten, it's not like Kiddush, here Kotten is kosher. We'll see a Cheresh Veshoite is possible, a Kotten is kosher. Upoisel is poisel beishe uba androgenes with a sofek ishe. Vrek de gemore, my time de rabona. What is the time of the rabona? That they hold that kiddush has the same aloche as a sifa saifa. Dersiv, because when the posik speaks about kiddush, it says, velokhu latomei me'afar sreifa sachatas. Who should take? They should take. Who's the day? Hanoch the posli law, those are, that means the last avoid that we were speaking about asifa sa'efa. Then the pasuk, now we're going further. The lakhu, so they who made the sifa sefer. What does that mean, they who made the sifa sefer? That means noshim akakosha, zorim akosha, not chereshet of the cotton. So they who made the sifa sefer, they should make kiddush. The lakhu latomi miafas reifa sachatas, anach the pasuk loch ba sifa, pasuk loch be kiddush. Vahani the achshri loch ba sifa, achshri loch be kiddush. That is the day who should make kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im kain, if the velokhu is telling us that those who made asife make kiddush, im kain leimekro velokach. Why all of a sudden were you mishan aloshen rabbi? When you spoke about asife, he said va'osaf ish toyer asife rapor. So there, we're speaking about asife saife, speaking about an osaf aloshen yochid." So now you're telling me the same one who made Asifa is kosher for Kiddush. Say V'lokach. V'lokach. Why does it say all of a sudden V'lokchu? My V'lokchu, da'afilu koten de'poslochosam oche kosher. So Kert V'lokchu is coming to tell us that by Kiddush there's more than was by Asifa. By Yasif it was not a cotton, and the lakhu is coming to tell us if the lakotten is also good. Isha minolei, how do you know that an isha is posel? Now we say that, so we're malbek tanim, and we're memayet an isha. So it says, v'nosan v'loi v'nosno. And it says, so the lokhu is a ribui, that by kiddush we're marbe one more than is kosher by asife, and the nosan, here it says already a loshen yochid, here it says a loshen yochid, so here we're memayit, that not everyone can take, so here we're memayit noshen. Let us see the vile Rashi. The Rashi, Likadesh, loses mayim al ha'efer b'kli cheres. So here this is a shver Rashi, we'll see Tosfos asks on Rashi, that Rashi says, kiddush is that you put mayim al ha'efer b'kli cheres. So from Rashi it would seem that the seder is, first you put efer in the keli, and then you put mayim on top of it. We'll see the seder is not like that. First you put mayim, then you put efer on the mayim. Okay, Tosfos asks on Rashi. The lokhu latome. So Rashi bosar v'osaf ishtoyer ksiv zuhi avoida sha'acher asif. This is the next avoida after asif. Ksiv the lokhu. So what is pshat the lokhu? Oisom shenichshelu ba'asifes ba'asife zor ve'ishe. Those who were nichshar ba'asife. So they should now go and make kiddush. V'loy cheresh hayta bekotn. That's the svar of the rabbonim. And Rabbi Yehuda tainer im kain hoil adale elkoi. If it's going on those who we spoke about by asifa, name v'lokach. So let it say v'lokach. Dogabi asifa b'loshin yochid kosvei. Why does it say v'lokhu? So he says v'lokhu comes to be marbe. There were marbe. One person more who was not permitted to make asif is permitted to make a kiddush, and that is a kot. Isha minolei that an isha is posel. V'chein androgenes mishum sofik isha. It says she's a beria sofik, zocha sofik nekeive. So that's a mitzvah. V'nosan v'loi v'nosno. Let's go back to the Gemara. V'rabono. So now the Gemara says, what is pshat in the Rabbonon? The Rabbonon said that what? The Rabbonon said that it goes on before, that whatever was kosher before is kosher now, whatever was possible before is possible now. So what's taki pshat in the Sa'orev Rabbi Yehuda? What's the Neshini Haloshen? V'lokhu v'nosan? So the Rabbonon say it's a different version. Because of Rachmona v'lokach v'nosan, if it was said v'lokach v'nosan, I would have a different problem. Have a mina ad the shokul chad v'yoiv chad. I would think that the locha is that the one who made lekiche, the mili amayim, he has to make the vinosan, he has to put it into the keli also. And the shokel chad v'yoyiv chad, that's one set, you can't split it up. Kosav rachmone v'lokhu, that no, two can make mili amayim, and one can make the nesin. So you see, you could split it up. Because of Achmona Velokhu Venos Nu Avamin Adishok Litre Vyoy Vitre. Forget, Efshah would say Pshat, that this is a Psakapod that has to be done through Shtayim. Because of Achmona Velokhu Venos Sant, Bafilishok Litre Vyoy Vichad. It's also good. So from here we learn that, forget, there's no slow to differentiate between Venos and Veloka. So Kaponim, here we learn that it is not necessary for the same one who made the Lekicha to make the Nesin. But Al Kaponim, who are we speaking about? We are speaking about those who had made the Yaslifa till now, which means Azor, Isha, so they're permitted to make the Kiddush, and the Kotten, Chershet to the Kotten cannot. That is according to And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we learn that the Kiddush is Al Yidei, where the Kiddush is Al Yidei Akotn, not Al Yidei Akotn is good and an Isha is no good. What does he rash? Rabbana Omrilach La'ilam Adalel Kol. Ah, you said if it's going to Adalel, why didn't it use the same Loshen as before? Oh, the like Steve, the Lokach Loshen Yachid. Diksi v'lokach v'nosan havaminen adishokul chad ha'eifel hu atzma yitneu alamay ksi v'lokhu that's a l'shok titre v'lokach ha'eisa v'sket ha'vayka. Let us see what Taisa says. Perish Rashi what hakel k'sheren l'kadish Perish Rashi Hamayim al ha'efer. That was Rashi, Lekadish. Lord says, Mayim al ha'efer b'klicheres. Taisus and b'mesechus pore b'kam aduchti mash m'shein leisnim ha'efer al ha'mayim. The seder was not Mayim al ha'efer. The seder is efer al ha'mayim. V'hod ikhsi v'lokhu latome me'afas reifas achatos. V'nosan olov mayim chayim el keli. I look here at the posik vaistais virashi. V'mashme mayim alaifa. Esh leporesh v'nosan olov bishviloi. Yitain mayim chayim el keli. Akel v'nosan olov means not olov. Olov means bishviloi. V'tzoyre chayifa. V'adarab. Mashme sham mayim noigim bekli. Mayim chayim el keli, that the mayim has to touch the keli, not the mayim should be touch the eifer. So the nosn olav means letzayr chayifer. The eifer nosn aleim milamayla. The Agos Marav Ranshenburg takes to a Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi is ma'irer and Taisvis. That it is not in the Gemara, that Taisus Muchitzich with the olav. What's the olav? The olav, so the Gemara says the olav is that after, first you put in the water, that's Mayim Chaim El Kelly. Then you put in the Eifer. And after you put in the Eifer, you stir up the water with the Eifer, so then it's Mayim Olav. That it's Mayim over the Eifer. After it both are in the Kelly, then you mix it up, and then you have Mayim Olav. The Chamtzi lies by a tzorich ion on Teis Viskasha. And Rashi alone, that's what Rashi, Teis asks on Rashi. Emerson, they want to say, could be the Loshna of Rashi is Lav Davke. Or Rashi is speaking about the Eirov. Losei Smayim al Ha'efa. Rashi is speaking about not the Trilis on the scene. Rashi means after both are in, to be Ma'arevit. Because we see Rashi later, when Rashi says, V'rabonon, Omri loch leilam adalel koi, V'hodol eksi v'lokach loshen yochid, V'lokach nosn avamina adeshokul chad ha'efer, V'hu atzmo yitneyu al hamayim. See v'lokru, v'afulu shok litrei. So here Rashi says klor, that the seder is efer al gabi mayim. Here Rashi says klor, And by Emerson, we had a Rashi also, and Daf Membeis Amud Aleph. Emerson, there's two Gersois there. The Rashi and Daf Membeis Amud Aleph, the next to the last Rashi, Umilui Mayim. And then you put the Eifer. My velokhu, so the Mrahim is so the Dachsimir and the Teretmima, Moire, Luchere, Rashi is Labdavka, or Rashi is speaking about the Eirus. The Eirus is Zicher, Mayim or Gabiyev. My velokhu latome, the Fulu, Cotton, the Postle Lochosom, Hoche Kosher. So Rabbi Yehuda says that by Kiddush, a cotton is kosher. Yeah. Oh, the marshal tvei bekotni becheresh v'shoite. Shloimishim the osi lechlal das. The cotton is osi lechlal das. A cheresh v'shoite is not osi lechlal das. We see it's not a psalm. Kaponim it's a meat in the gavra by stachoi. So here, by kiddush, a psalm a riboy, and a cotton is osi lechlal das is kosher. V'nosan v'loi nosno. The whole Torah was said Beloshin Zochar. So why are we Mamayat and Isha from the Nostan? It says Beloshin Zochar. The whole Torah was written Beloshin Zochar. Ksiv v'lokhu loshin rabin, v'hod ksiv v'nosan. It's modern. The pasuk seems mitad echot to be marve v'lokhu, and then it says v'nosan, which is a loshin mil. So the v'nosan mitad atzmoi v'aistachis is coming to be memayim. V'chidashine v'loy v'nosno. That means not als pashte dekro, but since I see from the pasuk that it comes to be memayim, I say that is the mil. The miyut is v'nosan v'loi v'nosno. That's after have a gilui that there is a miyut. But the gilui is from the shini aloshin of the v'lokhu v'nosan. Ad the shokel chad v'yoyt chad peresh ahu gufa the shokelay ma'ariv loi b'mayim. I'm going to be the one who is mamali the mayim, he makes the erev also. So now, we have here a machlokes by milui hamayim, but the din. According to the Rabbonon, milui is like a sifir. It's kosher, beisho, bezo, kosher, becheresh, to the kosher. According to Rabbi Yehuda, milui is not like a sifir. It's mashma meitz mida mashma. That here a cotton is kosher and an isho is possible. So here we are machloikas, say mashma maitim de mashma, mashma de mail. Zok to Gemara weiter. Now we're going to talk about hazoya. The tvilas ha ezoid, the seicha mechatos, and the hazoy. Now here it says, the lokach ezoid, the toval bamayim ish tohe. Now we have here, now if it wouldn't have said this ish tohe, we said before, v'lokhu latomi mafes reifes achatos, here before we had toil, we had before already toil. It was also v'ishtoil, sefer rapor. We had already an ishtoil. Now, when it comes to Azoye, it says ishtoil. Lokach eizei v'tovo b'mayim ishtoyo. So the Gemara, here it is the hepech. Hazoya is the hepech of Kiddush. Because the Torah say ishtoyo. So we dash as follows. L'Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon, held that by Kiddush, what's the halacha? And an ish is kosher, a zor is kosher, and a cotton is posel. So now we'll say, here it says ish toil, so we'll dash and fakir, we'll abonon ish, we'll loy isha. Toil, v'achsher es a cotton. He was going to say whatever was good there by Kiddush is possible by Hazoy. Ula Rabbi Yehuda, he will say Pumfakel. Ish Beloy Kotten. Rabbi Yehuda said that by Kiddush a cotton is kosher and an ish is possible. So it's going to be Ish Beloy Kotten Toyer Lahakse as a ish. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, the lokach ezoi, the siv bahazos meimel, bahazoi, he avoided shacha kiddush. This is the next avoid. Le rabon and domi hakiddush nase bo oison shala sife. Ubak siv aksiv ish toil. Deine zor ve ishe, al kochoch ish toil dohoche, lav lach shuri zor ve ishe, ulemifsel kotten. It'll be like it was over there. Dim kain, lishte kromine, the nichte v'lokach, ezoi, the tovo b'mayim v'hisav, and now you're done, the beat, the la'el, minei koi, whatever was before, we have an ish toil from the beginning, and, we have an ish toil from the asifa, which continues by the kiddush, so memela, so we know that this also continues. We will know that this continues by the Hazoya. Anoyedane be the Lelminekoi. Chikasidna le medre, chikasidna le medresh, ish, vloy isho, al kochacho, mashme ze, moitzi, miad mashme. Here it's mashme, moitzi, miad mashme. Tohe, lahachshir kotten, the postlei bekiddish. Ula Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Isha Psula Bekidus, the Kotten Kosh. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds an Isha is possible by Kiddush, the Kotten is Kosh. Osaila Meme Ibche, Ish, the Loi Kotten, Toy, Lahashan Isha, Lakoch, Lakala Meme, the Mashma Memele, in Kain Lishtek Mine. We can't say that it is the same. Because lishtek nei, so here it's zicher moitzi miyad moitzi.